I was wearing a mask today. Nicola took a photograph of it, and it's on our Twitter feed and on our Facebook page. And when I walked into Pippa's studio earlier today, she burst out laughing, and she said, "You look, John, like a stormtrooper from a Star Wars movie." It is the most remarkable-looking mask of all the masks that I've seen, and when I wear it, it is very definitely the mask that gets the most attention. It's designed and made by somebody we know better as the leader of a big band, the Johnny Cooper Big Band, and Johnny Cooper's on the line to us now. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Safe and well.
For the moment, I'm delighted to say. I mean, obviously, the big band activities have had to come to a grinding halt, and who knows when they will, when you'll be able to get going with that again. I didn't know that you had another business.
Yeah. We formed a business. In fact, we bought a company called Sue Farmer Costumes, which is a costume rental business.
Sue and Richard, I remember them well.
There we go. Mm. And we bought that, and then we expanded that into a manufacturing business, manufacturing mascots for corporates and sports teams. We do all the sports mascots for the Springboks and all those type of things, all the big rugby teams and large corporates, etc. So that's been our business whilst not on the road with the orchestra, yeah.
And that business as well pretty much came to a shuddering halt, so you had to come up with another plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Overnight. I mean, obviously, who wants to hire a costume at the moment, and who wants a mascot at the moment? Although we have created some COVID awareness mascots, which are excellent for shopping malls and all that sort of thing. So those are great. But yeah, we had to look. I've got over 20 staff members and got to try and keep food on the table. So I've always fancied myself as a little bit of an inventor on the side. And when I was looking at all these different masks people were wearing, I mean, it's quite hilarious on TV. You see the way they fold down the face and they hang off their ears and necks and all that sort of thing. It occurred to me that we must be able to make something a bit more comfy and convenient to wear.
And comfy and convenient, your mask very definitely is. One thing which is I haven't seen any other mask which has a hard material made out of. They're all made out of different kinds of soft material. All the others I've seen. I don't know what this is. I'm hitting the mask now, and people can hear that it's a.
It's called a beak design, and we call it the aviator mask simply because it's inspired by the aviator like oxygen mask, if you like, if you see from what the pilots used to wear in World War II or whatever. So because it's a beak design, when you're speaking, it's not touching your lips, so therefore you haven't got that inconvenience, and you've got more airflow going through it as opposed to something pressed over your nose and mouth. And that, you know, when I reflect, when I've been listening today to conversations over masks, I mean, one of the reasons we get objections to masks is they are uncomfortable or they get hot and all those types of things. Well, anything you put over your face is going to get hot. But we've tried to minimize.
What is the material that it's made out of, Johnny?
It's made out of ABS, which is like a plastic, you know, a vacuum form plastic. It's used in all sorts of manufacturing processes. And then they've got three individual filters, one at the front, one at each side, which are interchangeable depending on how many filters and what type of filters you want to put in there. But, so the nice thing about it is you can clean it on the go, as you've probably realized. Unlike a fabric mask you've got to wash, this one you can sanitize easily with some sanitizer any time. You know, if you just had lunch, you can just hang it down your front or your chest and just squirt some sanitizer in and give it a quick clean. All the instructions come with it, and you can interchange the filters. And also, because it's made of that AVS plastic, which you've just asked about, one of the major things for this, I think all these people have to now start walking to work or going by public transport to work in a mask, a fabric mask, in the pouring rain. They're going to land up at work with this wet, soggy mask across their face, which either they're going to have to be able to change to a second mask or live in it for the day, and for poor people outside working, you know, in the rain.
We need to go to the newsroom. For people who are interested, and the photograph of me wearing the mask, so you can see what it looks like. And I've worn it, and I find it very comfortable and very useful. So what website would they go to in order to?
Aviatormask.com.
Simple as that. Aviator mask.
That's it.
Just run on, no...
No, just www.aviatormask.com.
Thank you very much. Johnny Cooper, designer and manufacturer of the Aviator mask.